Hello, everyone. This is Jesse Gagnon, who most of you probably are listening to this from the TUJ radio class at Temple University Japan in Tokyo. If you surfed over from my Facebook or my blog, you probably know me as Lady Laura Jones, and either way, thanks for listening. This podcast radio entry was recorded into Audacity on January 19th, 2010. I use Audacity so I can maximize voice quality and so you can all hear me to some sort of extent. So today I want to talk to you about a couple different things, but the main topic is applying for jobs in Japan. I am a full-time student currently, however I need to be working at least part-time in order to be meeting my living expenses. Most college students are in the same situation as I am right now, especially considering scholarship and federal funding crunches in the United States. Even if a student is studying abroad, you do still qualify for some federal aid, but it's actually quite limited, especially, you know, in the wake of the current economy in the United States, which, you know, I don't really want to get into that too much. It could be rebounding, it might not be, but either way, I think what's important is that students get creative trying to seek alternative sources of funding, you know, applying for grant money, trying to apply for as many scholarships as possible, and of course, working part-time. Actually, during my last degree, I got my first degree at Franklin Pierce University in anthropology. I worked three jobs, which was a little overwhelming. But it got me through college, and so now here I am in Tokyo and ready to apply for jobs. But of course, as I'm sure you can assume, there's a lot of issues with applying for jobs in Japan for foreigners. The first being you have to get work permission under your visa status, and since I am a student, I don't automatically qualify for work permission. I have to actually apply for it, prove that I have, you know, stable grades and I'm not just flunking out of college or anything like that. And then the application process actually takes 3 weeks. There's a lot of paperwork involved, going to an office, that sort of thing. But once you get that put through, you can start looking for work. I have been looking in a number of different places. Of course, the number one industry for English speakers in Japan is teaching English. There are many places that will actually only hire native speakers of English who have a bachelor's degree. However, it doesn't really matter what your bachelor's degree is in, as long as you have one, which is kind of interesting. I mean, in the U.S., you have to have teaching certificates and all that sort of deal, but here in Japan, it's a bit more flexible as far as, you know, if you prove you can do the job, they'll probably hire you. However, these jobs are also highly competitive in that a lot of foreigners know if they need to fall back on a job, that's where they're going to fall back to. Personally, I would like to actually get a job working in an area that I have qualifications. I had two jobs in the U.S. in which I did web design. The most recent, I was actually a site manager doing CSS, HTML, and that sort of thing. But it's pretty much impossible to find jobs in this field unless you speak Japanese. My Japanese is pretty basic as far as I am intensively studying it right now, but that does not qualify me for a business level Japanese job, which, you know, obviously that's something I want to work for, but it's gonna take me a while. You know, Japanese isn't just gonna come overnight, and even though I do study a lot and I work really hard, it's not just gonna come to me. So some other alternatives I've been looking into. The first one is actually, believe it or not, you probably are gonna laugh, but anime voice acting. A lot of companies are hiring English native speakers to dub anime for international distribution. The same goes for video games, actually. So I put my resume out to a few agencies. When I was in college, I minored in dance, and I've been doing performance theater since I was six. So I thought maybe this is a, you know, a possible thing I could get into. Of course, it's also really competitive. From what I can tell, it's actually extremely selective. You have to meet a certain set of qualifications along with submitting various voice demos, which, to be honest, I'm not really worried about the voice demos. I have kind of a wide array of characters that I could put in a voice demo. However, getting people to actually listen to the voice demos is a whole nother story. I just applied to a job that actually had over 100